Harford and White. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It certainly is, and it's great to have your company. It's lovely to have the company of John Blakey. What a player he was throughout his playing days and has been a magnificent coach for 14 years at the Sydney Swans. You know where he's going? He's going back home to the Kangaroos to help out Reece Shaw for 2021 and beyond. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Johnny, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Mate, going very, very well. How are you with the news that you're going back home?
Yeah, well, very exciting. Obviously, an opportunity came up there at the Kangas, and the cards seemed to all fall in place. It just seemed like the right time. I'm very conscious of being on a match committee where my son's playing, obviously. That's always a difficult situation. And I've got family, elderly parents back home, and so the opportunity came up, and I thought all the things lined up to come back.
Surely it wasn't just because you were sick and tired of John Longmire yelling at you all the time in the box.
Nah, John and I are great mates, and we've got a great relationship. That was one of the very hardest things I've actually had to do, is tell him that I thought it was time for me to move on. And I've had such a great time at the Swans. Obviously, I've been there for 14 years, and originally there with Ruthie, and then obviously John took over as coach and played with both those boys. And you know, we've been lifelong friends, John and I, and that certainly won't change.
I imagine it'll be hard to let go a bit, though, John. You mentioned Nick and the match committee situation, and he is really emerging. Had a great year this year, which is fantastic. But I imagine it's difficult, even though that complication is there, after you've invested so much into a program and seen it evolve so many times through the 14 years, that it would be hard to let go.
Oh, certainly. Not an easy decision at all. You know, I'm very attached to the place. I'm a life member at the Swans as well. Very attached to a lot of the players there. I've seen most of the boys, or probably all of the boys that are on the list, come through and play their entire careers there. So I've had a long association with all those players, a lot of great people on the staff. So, it's a very big move, and one I'm looking forward to.
You've been removed for a long time from the Kangaroos, obviously with that tenure at the Swans and the like. But I'm sure, is there an emotional attachment still to the Kangaroos through all these years, even though you've been working against them for 14 years, that there is still an emotional attachment, and this is a nice way to bring it sort of full circle?
Yeah, well, I retired in 2002, so that was sort of the last time that I was back at the club. But obviously, when you run through a very successful period of playing, we're very fortunate with Dennis. With 7 prelims, we played in 3 grand finals, and we won 2. So, where you win premierships and have great success is obviously where you're attached to as a player, and it always holds a special place in your heart. So, naturally, Kangas have always been that for me. You know, you always keep an eye on them, what's going on in the background. Your past players are ringing you and then telling you what's happening, and so you know, you always keep an eye on them. Catching up with the old boys is always fantastic, and so certainly that's a part of it.
And how significant a part of it was your established relationship with Reece?
Yeah, well, Reece, I've coached Reece when he was playing, and obviously he came into our coaching ranks. I was head of development when he first came into our coaching ranks, so I spent a lot of time with him there. He coached our reserves, and you know, we used to bounce off one another, play type mentoring role for him in those early years. So we were very close. So I'll look forward to continuing that relationship with him. Certainly will.
So, John, specifically, what is going to be your role at North Melbourne? Is it the senior assistant coach? Is it just an assistant coach? Is it a development role as well? Tell North Melbourne fans exactly how you're going to get your hands dirty.
Yeah, well, I'll be the senior assistant coach. At the moment, obviously, there's a few changes at hand, and we're still working through what our coaching structure is going to exactly look like. So that'll all sort itself out over the next few weeks, I'd imagine. We're into that now. Brady Rawlings is doing a great job up there sorting through all that. So we're not exactly sure where it's all going to land, but certainly I'll be having a big role in, as the senior assistant and a bit of a mentor role for those coaches.
And I guess for an assistant coach, particularly with your experience, it is an exciting role to come back where you're essentially going to be at ground zero. There's obviously a lot of change at North Melbourne. This is a full rebuild that's taking place. So to work with so many young players, you've kind of done that at Sydney in the last few years as Sydney have gone through that transitional period, but this is a full rebuild. It's a good time to get in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And some of the young talent there is very exciting as well. So in a lot of ways it is similar to Sydney. There's probably the little bit difference is Kangas have got a few at the top end, the older boys. There's not a lot in that middle age bracket, and then they've got a lot of under 21 year players. So, but very exciting with some of the talent down there. So, you know, obviously we get a few good draft picks, a few more good boys in this year. We'll trade some in and you know, hopefully start the process of pushing ourselves back up into the top part of the ladder.
Now, I imagine Arden Street was changed a fair bit since 2002. Johnny, are you ready to go back to these new facilities rather than the old dugouts and the old gym there at Arden Street, the old school stuff?
It's going to be very different, that's for sure. I remember doing gyms in an old gym grandstand when we were there. So we had a couple of portables for team meeting rooms, and it's very different. I've actually been through the facility a few years ago. Well, I think it's even upgraded since then. So yeah, it'll be nice to walk into a nice place fully equipped, that's for sure.
Now, I'm a bit nervous about asking this question, but North Melbourne's not your home, is it? Fitzroy's your home. This is where you started as an old Fitzroy supporter. I get a bit sensitive when you say North Melbourne's your home.
Well, North was a place where we had success. I certainly had some great years at Fitzroy, there's no doubt about that. And I'll mention Rizzi before. It's amazing your friendships you keep along the way. And, you know, I've still got many Fitzroy mates that we catch up with. And, I guess football clubs, in a lot of ways, are very similar. You know, generally, there's a great bunch of blokes there and you form very strong relationships. And, look, I'm just looking forward to getting back to the Kangas and start rebuilding relationships with the new group that we've got there.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking forward to having you a part of it too. Don't you worry about that, Johnny, with your experience. And just before we let you go, what did Nick say when you told him?
Yeah. Well, we kept him informed along the way. So he's about to get thrown out of home and find out what renting is and cooking and washing and cleaning. So, it might be a new experience for Nick this year.
Well, challenges for all. A great opportunity for all in the Blakey household. Good luck to you, John. Great to have you back at the North Melbourne Footy Club, I reckon. It's good for footy and certainly good for that club in this time, whereas Whitey said they are doing an extensive rebuild on that list. So look forward to seeing how you go. Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good stuff, John Blakey.